Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything that you want. Now, we happen to have a special guest co-host with us tonight. His name is Brian Tan. For those of you just tuning in, Brian is a former jail guard, former corrections officer at the Cheshire County Department of Corrections, also known as the Keene Spiritual Retreat. And Brian and I first met in jail when I was there for performing some civil disobedience. And
yeah, well, what was the name of that charge they threw on you again?
Obstructing government administration.
Wow.
It's one of their catch-all charges that they hit you with when they don't actually have a law that you've broken.
It's so, like mom and dad saying, because I said so.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I spent 60 days in there, and my interactions with you were some of the more pleasant ones that I had amongst the guards. But generally, the guards there, I think, are cut above the average jail situation.
Oh, yeah.
There's some of them that are petty, but that's just what you're going to encounter in jail. So, you know, ended up being that a couple years later, you reached out to me via email, Brian.
Yes,
and
I did.
Tentatively reached out to me, a little concerned.
Yeah, I even made up a whole
anonymous.
It's really, yeah, a whole anonymous, the unknown one.
Yeah, so so you reached out, and this is something I touched on when I was introing you for your speech. You gave the closing speech at Keenvention this weekend, and
it was an honor. It was an honor to do, by the way.
Thank you. So, you know, what I pointed out, one of the things I really wanted to communicate to people, because there's a lot of people in this movement, and Chris Cantwell is kind of representative of them. You met Chris last night at Social Sundays. That are really angry, and I used to be those people. I used to be really angry at the police and at the government in general. And I know that that was bad. I know that I'm no longer. I don't want to be that person that's angry anymore. I want to be the person that's loving and that's caring towards people and that's compassionate and understanding.
I'm glad you are, because that's actually what made me reach out to you.
And that's exactly my point. Was that, you know? And that's why I said on stage. I said, Brian, would you have ever reached out had I been nasty or spiteful or angry or hateful?
Not at all.
Towards you. Of course not. No. And I've been, even with me being, you know, a relatively calm and cool, collected person and friendly to you, you still weren't quite sure. So, you know, you were careful with the way that you reached out to me. And then, you know, we finally met up before I knew who you were.
Right.
We met in a park, and I brought Pete along with me.
And I told you you'd know me when you saw me.
And I did.
Yeah.
And that went very well. And you brought your son Brian out, and we talked for like an hour. It was raining. We kind of stood under one of these, you know, kids park things, the playground equipment. And you told us your story, because you're having a situation involving a divorce thing, and there's no reason to get into details on that here. But
no, you know, no need to add fuel to that.
But yeah, but you know, it was a good connection, and ended up inviting you to Keenvention, and you came out, and people loved the speech, and now you're here on Free Talk.
Yeah,
Live, so
and you know, and you know, that reaching out has actually been really, really profound in my life, because without getting too deep into it, working at the jail. And just with what my personal situation was, I was really, really isolated. You know, there were a lot of people in the area that they weren't even happy with the new jail being built. And there were a lot of times that I caught flack from a lot of citizens about it.
Sure.
And
$40 million facility. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of tax money being just sort of like just yanked out from under you. And so there was partially that, and then just... Like I said, with my own personal situation, I was really, really isolated, you know, and like the only people that I had to talk to were people that I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but I didn't hang out, you know, we weren't hanging out after work because I really didn't want to. I didn't want to be part of a clique. And I didn't really, you know, I see these people for 8 hours a day. I don't want to keep bringing work with me. It's hard enough to just differentiate.
Some of them wear corrections t-shirts when they're out and about, right? Like I've seen that.
Uh-huh. And I tried not to do that because... I really wanted to leave that aspect of me, because that's not even who I am. You know, I'm not I wouldn't so much say I'm an authoritarian type. I'm really not. You know, I like to just talk, have fun, and just chill out. So I didn't really have, you know, people that I could talk to that were like-minded. And so it was really good that when I, you know, reached out to you and I sort of came out of my shell in that regard, coming to Social Sundays and so forth, and even coming to Keenvention, I finally got the feeling of finally I'm a part of a community. And that felt really good.
And that's something that people can experience when they come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We actually had, you came out actually today to one of these kind of meet and greets that we have every now and then. So somebody will contact, say, the Free State Project. You know, as I said, there are 15,000 participants in the Free State Project, and a lot of them want to come up, check out New Hampshire, see what it's like up here, see what the scene is.
Right.
And so they'll contact the Free State Project, and they'll reach out via the Shire Society forums, and they'll reach out and they'll say, hey, we're going to come up, we'll be there for a visit on this day. Is there something we can do? And of course, if they're there on Sunday, you can just come to Social Sundays. But during the week, sometimes people show up on a weekday.
Right.
And so there were people that were coming today. There was a family coming into town, and
they're nice people too. Really,
they were. They're from North Carolina, and we literally had 3 hours notice on this. It wasn't a whole lot.
I just happened to check Facebook on a humbug, and I saw you say, you know, being at the King Buffet for 1:30, and I was like, wow, it's like 11 o'clock now.
Yeah, it was short notice. A lot of times it's very short notice, and I'm always amazed at how many people will come out just to meet some folks and sit down and have lunch with somebody they've never met before and kind of just tell them about what's going on and ask them questions about their life and what's motivating them to come here. We had a dozen people at least come out for lunch today on 3 hours notice. It was absolutely incredible. And the guy, I remember the most memorable part, because you actually were sitting at his table the whole time. We had so many people, we couldn't all sit at the same table.
Right, right.
And so at one point I did overhear him say that he felt like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Just because there were so many people that came out.
So many people came to hang out with him. I didn't want to say anything, but I kind of felt like that yesterday, you know. I was like, hey, look at me, I'm Mr. Big Shot.
There was more than one person that said that you were the draw for them, that you were the, you know, because a lot of the people that were on stage are kind of old hat activist crowd, right. You know,
and here's
we all
the new
know.
Guy, the new right. guy with a different perspective,
yeah.
You know, who was actually on the other side and sort of crossed that line,
which is exactly why I knew it would be a great. I hoped it would be a great speech, and it turned out that it was.
I did what I could.
So let's go to the phones here. We got Nathan on the line,
Nathan,
on Skype in Texas. Hey, Nathan.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's
I have a couple
on?
Questions I really want to ask Brian. First, you mentioned that your fellow, correctional officers, is that the right term?
Yeah, yeah.
You said that, you were saying you're not really an authoritarian type. A lot of libertarians tend to kind of look at people who work for the state and kind of imagine they're sort of all, you know, people who just want to be boss people around and beat people up and kind of go on a power trip. What percentage of your of people you met were actually like that?
Or? Strangely enough, not many. We actually had one fellow who, and I gave him a lot of credit, and I'm not going to throw his name out there out of respect because he's a great guy. He, you know, there are a lot of guys that came back from Iraq that needed jobs, and this guy came in, and he was really on a track to, you know, really get some, you know, power per se. You know, he was getting promoted and so forth. And he actually purposefully stepped down because he realized that he didn't want to be in that position because, you know, he had, you know, PTSD and so forth. And he really just didn't want all of that on him. You know, he just wanted to do his job and not be bothered. And he actually ended up leaving shortly thereafter. And I think that was probably one of the best things for him. And, you know, a lot of people that are at the CCDOC, they just, it's just trying to scrape by a living, you know. And I said this yesterday, and I said this to people, and, you know, I was home, you know, around here, you know, it's one of the better paying jobs for, you know, in some regards. And, you know, they come into it just to be able to put food on the table. You know, it's not most of them want to be on a power trip. There are some that are. I'm not saying because I'd be a liar if I said that there weren't some on a power trip. But for the most, I would say at least 60 to 70% are just trying to scrape by a living.
Yeah, I never felt disrespected by most of the guards in there. There was maybe one or two of them where I thought, okay, this guy's pretty petty.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the time when I got violated for having a banana in my pocket, which is kind of a funny story.
That is a funny story. Really, there's no good point in somebody who, an officer that loves liberty, to quit their job necessarily. The jail didn't go away just because Brian left.
That's true. And Nathan, I know Nathan had another question. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And your calls are welcome. It doesn't have to be a question for Brian. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about here. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We've got the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you'll see what's happening there. And it's free. There's the chat room built in the same page. cam.freetalklive.com. So you can reach us here also on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go right back to Skype here in a moment. to continue your call. Still to come tonight, appropriately enough, since we've got a former jail guard here with us, we've got an update on Nadezhda Tolokonikova, who is one of the members of Pussy Riot. And there's a pretty scary story that came out earlier today about her prison experience in Russia. We'll give you the latest on that story.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on that.
And we will take your calls as well, 855-450-FREE. So, cashintocoins.com, I had the chance to actually use this because the Keenvention this weekend was actually right next to the credit union where they have shared branching. And you can use any credit union that has shared branching, Bank of America or Wells Fargo. You go to cashintocoins.com, you choose which one of those bank options you want, and they give you some deposit information. You go to the bank, you take your cash, you deposit it into this particular bank account. You then take a picture of your deposit receipt. You send that picture via email to cashintocoins.com. They give you the instructions on their website on how to do this. And then within sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes as much as a couple hours, depending on a variety of factors, you will have bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. It is that simple.
Nice.
It's that easy, and there's some really great deals. Like, number one, you want to just try this thing out. You want to make sure it works. Under $40, if your order's under $40, zero fee. So you can, this is unheard of. The idea of taking one currency and changing it into another for zero fee, that's just
insane.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's insane.
And you can do it. I tried it. And it was real. So go to cashintocoins.com. There's also 1% Wednesday. So coming up in a couple days, whatever your order is over $40 is only a 1% fee. And also fee-free Fridays, where there's no fees on the first $10,000 in orders of the day. So,
take advantage.
So, yeah, Bitcoin. I mean, you've been looking at this thing. It's now over a few, what is it, like 208 today, 210, 215, something like
that? Last I saw, 230.
Nice. Is that the average price, the Bitcoin average price?
Bitcoinaverage.com.
Wow. It's really shooting up again. Now, the last high was what, 250, 270, something like that? What was the
266.
High? 266.
I'm going to have to get in on that.
I'm telling you, you know, it seems like it's a lot of money at this point because once upon a time, these things were 10 cents or 2 cents or whatever. But some people are saying the Bitcoin could be $1 million a piece someday. It could, could be several thousand dollars a piece. So you know, we don't know what's going to happen.
The fact that it's raising is a good thing.
It could go to zero tomorrow. I mean, you never know what's going to actually happen. But, I mean, for $30, you can go get them for no fees and cash into coins.com. So what do you really have to lose? So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We go back to Skype where Nathan is on the line.
Hey,
and I know Nathan had at least one other question for Brian Tan, who is with us, former jail guard here in Cheshire County. Go ahead, Nathan.
Thank you. I was wondering, have you read that book by Michelle Alexander, The New Jim Crow?
Sadly enough, no. I'm continuing my education, so chances to do any extra reading are sadly not there, but I definitely do want to check it out. I have heard of it.
Can you give me, Nathan, a summary or executive summary
please.
Of what that book is?
Oh, well, it's basically, it argues that the drug war is kind of basically the new Jim Crow. Its origin was in controlling groups of black people because they smoked certain drugs, and so by criminalizing those drugs, it would be easier to relegate them to second-class citizen status. For example, people convicted of felonies can't vote and so forth.
Right. In some states. In some states.
Well, plus, it's also creating a new class of slave, if you want to think about it this way, because I know that when I was in jail, I either had to do the work they told me I had to do, or I'd go to segregation.
Yes, you would.
So, essentially, I became a servant or a slave of Cheshire County.
One of the things they said, and they used to sort of, I guess, explain that away, if you were a sentenced inmate, part of your sentence was labor.
Hard labor.
Hard labor.
Yeah, sure.
Now, and so, and then that was that. But if you were, if you're technically pre-trial, theoretically, you don't have to participate in the labor. So what they would do is that they would put it in the rule book that you agree to, I guess you're living in a community, so you have to help keep your community clean. So that, you know, if you were on one of the units and you were still on pretrial, you couldn't refuse to clean because you could still fall under the same thing. So, I mean, it was just like the wording of it, you know.
But some of these guys were going out and they were doing some pretty backbreaking chores. I remember when they were some of the guys in the cell block were they went out, they were taken out to Home Depot or Walmart or something. They bought three brand new lawnmowers. and then they were taken to the side of a hill and told to mow the hill.
Those don't sound like sentenced inmates.
They were sentenced inmates.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. This is slavery.
Yeah, only sentenced inmates were allowed to go outside.
Right, right. No, what Brian is saying is that the people who had not been sentenced might be asked to clean up their cell or clean up the cell block, but that would be as far as that their work experience.
Unless they signed a paperwork stating about going down to the kitchen to work.
Oh, really?
And then it was saying that you're going to be treated as a sentenced inmate. So you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be down there for 6 to have breakfast ready for 7. And if you didn't want to do it, you're going to
sick. And, you know, for me, I didn't mind because I liked it. Gave me something to do during the day. Right. That's fine. But, you know, a lot of this stuff was really hard work. I mean, I would not have wanted to be mowing a damn hillside with, as they were saying, but, you know, this is New Hampshire. There's granite all over the damn place. There's rocks everywhere on this hillside. So it was not an easy job pushing a mower up a hillside. And so basically what I'm saying there, Nathan, is and he's typing. What I was saying there is that there's this new class of slave. I mean, if you look at it like this, because it kind of takes this idea of the new Jim Crow to another level. Not only are these drug laws creating a situation where people are, you know, being made into second class citizens. They can't vote. They can't own a gun. They can't do this and that just because they had drugs. But it's also resulting in these same people going into prison and jail where they're then being used to make license plates and work on whatever these different state projects are. So essentially, you've got a whole new slave class, and all they have to do to make more slaves is just go arrest more people for drugs.
Well, what really sucks about it, too, is that once you become a felon, your opportunities are extremely limited.
Changes life, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's hard for you because a lot of people don't want to hire you if you're a felon. And then if you do get a job, you're probably not going to be getting paid all that well. And then now you're getting depressed because you're trying to work your behind off to try to make a life. Mm-hmm. You can't. So what are you going to do? You're going to go and you're going to have to do something
back
to make
the crime.
Yeah, you go back to crime because that's your fallback. And then, bam, here you are again. And now they do the 3 strikes, you're out thing. And now you're in there for life. For what?
Thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Nathan,
Bring Michael on the line here. Michael, not sure where you're calling from, but Michael, welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on with Brian Tan.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Live and kicking.
Oh, I'm going to turn my radio down. Wow, that was something I wasn't expecting there. No, just wondering, how do they train people to become prison guards and cops? Like, where does that attitude come from?
Well, once again, like I had mentioned to a previous caller, you know, the differences between jail and prison. But essentially, a lot of the training is relatively similar. But
where's the attitude come from, though? Like from the cops with attitude. Hang on, we'll get to the answer to that question here in a moment. Michael will also bring you back.
Good question.
Stand by. More in moments here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then we'll take you to Russian prison where Nadezhda Tolokonikova was worried to have disappeared.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, it's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You'll find them for free, as a good talk show website should be. But most of those talk show websites want to charge you for their site. So enjoy ours. Enjoy ours on the house at freetalklive.com.
Ian just told you how to get some Bitcoins in the last segment. I'm going to tell you what to do with your Bitcoins once you get them. You go to blockchain.info, get a free online encrypted Bitcoin wallet that you can use not only in your laptop or your desktop, but you can use in your iPhone and Android. It's completely seamless, the integration.
People really were getting hooked up with blockchain wallets this weekend at Keenvention, too.
Yeah, I was actually set somebody up with one myself. Mm-hmm. Just go to blockchain.info. It has tools there that allow you to send and receive Bitcoins anonymously if that's what you want to do, or you can just do it sort of the regular way. Blockchain.info, best online wallet.
Let's go back to Michael. He is on the line via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Michael, could you re-ask your question for our listeners just tuning in?
Yeah, sure. I was calling about, you know, where do they train these guys? I think maybe I should rephrase the question a little bit. How do they train these guys to have this kind of attitude of distrust, of belligerence?
You're talking about police, jail guards, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, they're all law enforcement, right? You know, I mean, they act like they're in high school. You know, where the guy, guy became a junior and all of a sudden he's pushing around the freshman. You know, that kind of attitude. You know?
Usually, you know. I'm sorry. That's just really funny to me. It's the sophomores that are the worst because they were the freshmen most recently.
All right.
Yeah, really. Those ones that are sitting there trying to give the nip twists and the woo-woo and the ouch, you know?
So, I mean, you're a former jail guard, Brian. What do you have to say to that question?
Really, in a lot of ways, it's a personality, you know, like as far as training goes, one thing I'll say about CCDOC training is that we went over things so much, you know, when training day came along, it's like, oh my God, we're doing this again. you know, but a lot of our trainings were in a lot of ways to help us be able to deal with the inmates on a more positive level, you know. And one thing with
do you think that has to do, sorry, before you go on, yeah, do you think that has to do with the operator of the facility, Rick Van Wickler, who is, you know, maybe a little bit better than the average jail superintendent?
His mentality was give positive behavior and you get positive behavior. So really, when it comes to, like, a lot of the that bully mentality, on one hand, it comes with the culture of the facility or department, call it what you will. And in other times, it's just the person. You know what I mean?
It's certainly true that that kind of person can be attracted to that kind of job.
Yeah, because it's power.
And it would be even more true in a facility where you've got the warden or superintendent who's also that kind of person, and then, you know, you have that mentality at the top, and so that's going to go down all the way through the ranks.
Exactly.
So some facilities are worse.
Right. Well, because the one thing is, before Rick Van Wickler came in as superintendent, Cheshire County, if I remember correctly, was one of the top counties that had lawsuits against them for abuse of inmates. Mm. And when he came in, he completely changed the culture of the facility. And, you know, he worked for a long time to get the new facility built because his mentality was programs for education and having, you know, and so forth would try to do the inmates good. And, you know, that's the one thing, despite whatever differences I may have with him and, you know, him in general, you know, he at least did try to make attempts to make the experience as less painful as possible. So, and to answer your question there, Mike, it's, or Michael, sorry, it depends on the culture of the department, the facility, and the personality of the individual that you deal with. You know, and that's one thing I want to stress. You know, I saw a lot of people say on Facebook today that, you know, how COs are, like, you know, some of the worst people and, you know, this, that, and the other. And while I can understand that feeling, you know, I feel that to be a little bit unfair just for the fact that there's some people that are, you know, there are some people in there that were like myself that aren't in there judging people that are behind there. They just they want to do their eight and hit the gate. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's not personal. It's not a power trip.
So could it be an 80-20, you know, like 80% are bad, 20% good, or 20% good?
That's a blanket question. You can't really generalize it.
Yeah, because it would depend, as you're saying, on the facility and all these other factors. Right. Michael, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. You know, there's another factor. You mentioned also just the individuals that are attracted to the job. And the facility certainly is a factor, but we actually knew a guy who was a trainer for police. Mm-hmm. And he said that the reason why he was quitting, and this was a few years ago, he quit his job as a trainer, and he'd been doing it for 15 years. He himself wasn't actually a cop. He was just somebody who worked as a trainer to train the police. Mm-hmm. And so he's constantly, you know, year in, year out, getting new recruits in, and they're coming in, and they're going through the training and all that. And he said that it's just been over year after year after year, the quality of the recruits was declining.
Absolutely.
And he said that 10%, maybe 10% of them were what he considered to be quality recruits who actually should be doing this kind of work.
Absolutely.
The rest of them were a bunch of badge heavies, people that wanted to wield power.
Yeah. Well, and this is one thing that I wanted to throw at you. When I was just in school getting my associate's degree for criminal justice, now, like I told you last night, a lot of my instructors were either current or retired law enforcement. And one of them was a fellow by the name of, and I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning his name if he's listening. His name is Kevin McDowell. He's a police officer. Well, he was when I knew him at the University of Pittsburgh Police, because I'm a Pittsburgh native. And he was asked by a lot of people, do you ever shoot anybody? And a lot of the cops that worked there were always getting asked that question. And each and every one that got that question, they just had this look come over their face of, like, absolute disgust. And there was one officer, and I believe it was Kevin, when that question came up, he looked right at the woman and said, what the bleep is your problem? Why would you even ask me that? Do you really think that I go to work every day wanting to pull my gun, hoping to take a human life? Do you know what it's like to realize that you could take someone's life that day? What is wrong with you? And this was a person who I didn't really like this person anyway, but to have, you know, just to have him react like that, you know, I can understand where he was coming from, because that was a time when if I saw a gun, I felt really, really nervous, because, you know, I grew up in the inner city, you know, guns, you know, bullets fly in certain areas a lot, you know, so it's difficult, I think, to be law enforcement because you get these movies that glorify police work, and it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't just randomly pull the Mel Gibson and shoot a person.
You know, one of the things I think is that people's the way people's perception works is you remember the amazing thing and you forget right. the mundane stuff.
Right.
So I spent 9 years in prison. I had a lot of positive interactions with law enforcement. I was actually the staff canteen operator. But I can remember some particular things that really stick out in my mind. And like, for instance, one of the guys I consider to be one of the most evil individuals I've ever met was a sergeant at the prison at which I worked. And I remember a conversation I was having with a you know, just kind of hanging out with a couple of white kids on the compound, and this guy comes up, and when the O.J. Simpson thing was happening, we're talking about Nicole Brown Simpson, he looks at us, and he says, "She deserved to die because she effed an N-word." And, like, I want you to understand what it's like for three convicts who are in a prison where it's 10-1 black to white. And we were stunned. We were speechless. We couldn't believe anybody would say something so hateful.
What like a wiener.
We had not heard something that hateful. That's a pretty hateful.
Among convicts, you
right? Well, you know what's hilarious? I still remember what I was doing when the verdict came out. It was back in 1997. I was a senior in high school. And when the verdict came out, all the black kids were just like, "Okay, you interrupted class for this?" And we just heard white kids running through the halls celebrating. And I'm like, "What?" And then I remember hearing Chris Rock saying, you know, black people are like, "We won, we won." He's like, "What did we win? Did I get my O.J. Simpson prize in the mail?" No, you know. I mean, really, it's just, that's hilarious. I'm going to laugh about that later.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Your calls are welcome. You can bring up
all
anything.
In.
The latest about the Pussy Riot, one of their band members, Nadezhda Tolokonikova, she was moved and... It's been days, so she was allegedly moved from the facility she was at. It's been days since anybody's heard anything about it, so people are kind of freaked out. Most of them are freaked out by it.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find on the site. The Free Talk Live AMP program is a way that you can really help us out, because this is not a fancy show with a bunch of million-dollar budget or whatever. We don't have some huge radio company promoting Free Talk Live. We pretty much do everything ourselves. And so we can really use your help. $5 a month makes a big difference for Free Talk Live when you send it our way via the AMP program. And right now, we have some generous individuals who are willing to match your contribution. So up to $950 per month can be matched. That's $950 worth per month can be matched. And so if you've been waiting for your chance to, if you've been waiting on amping, maybe you've just been procrastinating, you've been talking about amping Free Talk Live, you just haven't gotten around to it, now is the best time to do so, because we're actually looking to hire Daryl, who is normally on with us on Monday nights, but he's sick as a dog at the moment, and we gave him the night off. Brian Tan is thankfully in here for his first time here tonight, and I would say we're going to have you back at some point, Brian, because you've been great, so thank you for being in here tonight. But Daryl is on board with the show as an affiliate relations person, and we want to be able to pay him to do that on into the future. We had one generous donor donate his first month's worth of pay to do affiliate relations, and that job is to call radio stations, which is what I do during the mornings. I call radio stations. Daryl is now calling stations. That means we can call twice as many stations, so presumably that will result in more radio stations coming on board. So if you like the idea of Free Talk Live and our message of freedom getting into more ears around the country, if you like the fact that we're currently on 125, almost actually 130 now, radio stations, and you want to see that number be 200, 300, 400,
get involved.
You can help. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, amp-only forum, and more. But more importantly, your $5 a month right now is going to be doubled. If you give $10 a month, that's going to be doubled, too. You give $20 a month, that's going to be doubled as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get in on those matching funds. It's make a big difference for us. And by the way, I'd like to add in that Daryl informed me today he has put in his notice at his other job.
Oh.
So Daryl's taken the leap. He has decided that that he's going
to
go with this, and he believes that this is going to happen. And if you help, it will happen.
It will happen. Help a brother out.
We're not there quite yet. I honestly haven't done any amps. Normally, I do the amp processing every weekend. This weekend, I didn't even touch my email box.
I didn't ask.
Due to Keenvention, so I can't tell you. It did look like, from a quick glance at my email box, that we did have twice as many sign-ups for amps than we did cancellations, because every week somebody's going to cancel for whatever reason. We've got hundreds of amplifiers, so there's always a couple cancellations. People have their life circumstances change or whatever. But we had more sign-ups than cancellations, so that's a good trend. I don't know what the total dollar values were. I just haven't gotten that detailed yet. So thank you to everybody who signed up in the last 3 weeks. That's how long we've been doing this this fundraising drive. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us there. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and the fun here. Robert is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. And Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Brian. Nice to meet you.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for calling.
Right. Go ahead, Robert, with your thoughts.
I wanted to ask you, I see the way that you're communicating with all of us on the radio and stuff like that, and in terms of, you know, how the way you were, you know, when you were working at the county jail, you seemed like you wanted to help a lot of people. Did any of the staff ever give you a hard time about that at all? Or, I mean,
Am
I making any sense at all?
Yeah, essentially what you want to know is, was my, I guess the way I went about things, did I get in trouble for it, is I guess what you're asking.
Right.
There were some times.
I mean, did they lean on you or anything at all? Or
There were some times that I might have, I guess, overstepped my bounds and kind of had to get reeled in. I remember there was one point that, and I discussed this yesterday at a convention. Rich Paul was trying to get a keyboard for typing up a motion, and I kind of got put in my place with that. There were some times, like, I can't really think of any time that sort of sticks out like a sore thumb, but there were times, yeah, that I kind of got told to sort of back off a little bit, you know, and not really saying it as like, you know, I was getting like threatened or anything like that, but I was kind of told, you know, yeah, we can't do that, you know, or be careful because you could start getting yourself manipulated, you know what I mean? I was, I guess in a lot of ways with certain things, I was kind of tried to be scared straight, I guess, for lack of a better term. And I know that there were some people that were just trying not to see me get, you know, manipulated or taken advantage of. But at the same token, you know, I'm a caring person by nature. I mean, yeah, I can act like a jerk a lot of the time, but deep down behind the jerk facade, I'm really a nice person. So I just sort of found ways around it. You know, I started to learn very quickly what I could and couldn't get away with and what I should take to higher-ups, what I shouldn't take to higher-ups, and really took advantage of the, what's the word I'm looking for? My brain is broken. I take a lot of shots to the head every now and again. I can't even think of the word right now, but the bottom, discretion, there we go, there's the word. A lot of the discretion that I had, I made use of a lot, and a lot of the times I really tiptoed that line a lot in a lot of ways.
So had you caught me with a banana in my pocket, you might not have said anything about it.
No, probably not. It all depends if I can get away with it.
It sounds like to me that, I've done time in the county jail, but this is like going back like 1981, 82, you know, and
yeah, I don't think I was
there. There was no cops that were behaving in that manner. I mean, it was really abusive, you know, back then. I mean, it was horrible.
Were you at CCDOC?
At the county jail. And then,
in Westmoreland?
You know,
yeah, were you in Westmoreland?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too, is that, you know, when Rick Van Winkle kind of, sorry about that, when Rick Van Winkle sort of took over, he, you know, he really sort of changed a lot of that, you know,
For our listeners that don't know, Rick Van Winkle is the superintendent of the county jail. He is known to our listeners, longtime listeners, as a member of law enforcement against prohibition, which kind of is an indicator that this isn't your typical jail warden. And I just want to make sure our listeners know who that is. Robert, thanks for your call tonight. Do you have any other questions?
No, I was going to say that you know, doing time in the county jail, doing time in the state prison is completely different.
Oh, I bet it is. And thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And doing time in a Russian prison is also very different.
They might lose you.
Here's a story from, put lose in quotes. The story from TheGuardian.com about Nadezhda Tolokonikova. Now, we talked to you a little while back about her going on a hunger strike And actually, I hadn't seen an update on the hunger strike story, so I guess she may still be on it. I would like to find that out. But nobody can interview her because nobody knows where she is.
How do you lose somebody?
Well, if you're the Russian, the prison operators, I'm sure they know right where she is.
Yeah, Russian answer.
So the Russian prison service has announced that a member of the band Pussy Riot has been sent to a new penal colony after her husband expressed fears that she had disappeared. The Interfax news agency quoted Russia's prison service as saying that Nadezhda Tolokolikova had been moved after her husband, Pyotr Verizlov, complained that he no longer knew where she was. Verizlov told the BuzzFeed website that he believed the decision to move his wife came from the authorities in Moscow. He said that they want to cut her off from the outside world. He said Tolokolikova was still weak after two hunger strikes and accused the authorities of trying to punish her because of her protests. He last knew her precise whereabouts on the 21st of October when guards put her on a train to a different prison. She was seen last on October 24th by a fellow passenger as the train arrived in the city of Chelyabinsk in the Ural Mountains.
Did you practice all this before?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I'm probably getting things wrong, but
you're saying it better than I could.
The federal penitentiary system said that Tolokolikova was being sent to a new prison and that in accordance with regulations, her family would be informed within 10 days of arrival, said the Interfax agency. It is now November 4th, and this article was published, Saturday, and I did... there was another one that was updated today. Nobody really knows where she is yet, and it has been several days. I mean, the 24th was the last time someone saw her on the train. She was being moved as of the 21st, so I don't know how long it takes to move someone from one place to another.
How far away is that prison?
I don't know. Russia is a big place.
Yeah, so it is, but I mean, it shouldn't take over... If it takes you over a week to move prisons...
Damn!
Well, look... You know, this can happen in the United States. I mean, people can be left in, jail after jail, just being transported around. They have
they do that with the feds.
Yeah, it happens.
We'll come back with more. I'll talk about the transport here of this lady. And also, of course, if you don't know what Pussy Riot is or who they are, we'll give you a little bit of background on that.
Just Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
But we're here. Not everybody has Google. There are still people that don't do that internet thing. Free Talk Live.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.